We're doing Sidra Dorot. We were discussing Avraham Avinu. Good evening to everyone. Welcome to Tu B'Shvat tonight. Ben Gimel Shanim, Avraham was 3 years old. He's quoting the Medrash, the Gemara in Yuma, and Nedarim, Medrash Rabbah, and other sources that say that Avraham was 3 years old. There's a machlokas in the Medrash, whether he was 3 or 48. The Rambam writes he was 40, and the Ravid right away points out that there's a Medrash that says he was 3. Others say that no, the Kesef Mishnah points out on the Rambam that what we have to say is that at 3 years old he started figuring things out, and when he was 48 and he saw the Palaga, he saw the great divide, how Hashem scattered everyone at the Tower of Babel, that's when his understanding of Hashem reached its completion, so to speak. So that's what happened at 48. When he was 52, he started teaching about Hashem, because he was born. This is the equation that the Talmud does, that he was born in the year 1948. When he was 52 years old, we conclude the first 2,000 years of the world. And the Talmud says the world is divided into 2,000 of Tohu, 2,000 where there's void, and then 2,000 of Torah, which begins when Avraham Avinu is teaching Torah at 52 years old. That's when the next 2,000 years begin. So yes, at age 52 he started teaching. At age 48 he reached his wholeness and understanding, and at age 52 he started teaching. So he points out, he says, you know, when Avraham was 48, that's when there was the Palaga, the great divide, where all the nations were scattered.
So he waited until he was at the completion before he started teaching.
How interesting, isn't that? And then he quotes Rashi Tevos, Shalshelet HaKabbalah. He writes that Avraham was 51 years old when he started recognizing his Creator. He was talking Lashon HaKodesh, and he hated idols. And this was 10 years prior to Noach's passing. When Avraham was 60 years old, he says, he started teaching publicly that God is singular. And then he was incarcerated for 10 years, 3 in Kuta and 7 in Kardu. And others say the other way, he was 3 in Kardu and then 7 in Kuta. And Avram, it says in different Midrashim, that Avram kept the Torah down to Erev Tavshilin. The Medrash Rabbah says Eruv Echatzeros. And there's a discussion, why were these two mitzvos singled out, whichever one it is, to point out how diligent Avram was in keeping mitzvos. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that Avram Avinu had a tractate of Avodah Zarah that was 400 chapters long. So there's a discussion, what was in his Masecht Avodah Zarah? Usually Mishnayos or Torah Shebaal Peh, he didn't have any Torah Shebaal Peh. So what does that mean? So that I think it's the Ramban in Drashat Torah Hashem Tmimah that claims that that was Avram's work of philosophy. That was his treatise on the singularity of God, that you shouldn't be a pagan. That's how he explains what it means, Avram's 400 chapter work. Avram was the first one, he says, who figured out astronomy, and he taught it to the Egyptians, and he also invented mathematics. That's what it says. He was such a genius. Those two were his inventions. It says in Shalshelet HaKabbalah, and he taught that to the Egyptians, the astronomy and the wisdom of math. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Hashem, next week.